democracy has come under criticism. So these foundations, they've partnered and intend to cooperate with international USCIA-funded organizations. They've come under criticism for being perhaps contradictory in their willingness to form partnerships with these U.S. organizations. So online, we have activist Firoza Mayet, who's been at the forefront of this as she addressed an internal letter to the board of the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, challenging their move. So, executive member from the Palestine Solidarity Alliance online, Firoza, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Firoza, and thank you for giving me this opportunity.
No, great to have you on the show. Firoza, perhaps let's start it from the perspective of the written internal letter which you penned to the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation. They haven't responded as yet, but what provided you with the motivation behind you penning this letter to the board of the foundation?
So this was put together by myself and other solidarity comrades who are very close to the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation and Defend Our Democracy. The motivation behind the response by activists and these solidarity organizations to these foundations and NGOs who are participating in this US-led world movement for democracy, which I'm sure your listeners know and you have mentioned, is scheduled to take place in Johannesburg in November, is that this initiative, which is under the leadership of the National Endowment for Democracy, which in turn, as you said, is funded by the USA and is known to be linked to the CIA, is of really great concern. We support the incredible work done by the foundation, like the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, the Desmond Tutu and Leah Foundation, the Defend Our Democracy organizations, and others in terms of their work in building an anti-racist society. They've done a lot of work around youth, around corruption, around holding our government accountable, and in particular, the AKF, whom I have always supported, was conceived and carries the name of Ahmed Kathrada, someone who was very close to me, very close to many activists. He was a mentor and a senior respected comrade in the struggle for our liberation. And I think that was one of our biggest motivations, in that this organization that we hold dear, this stalwart who we hold dear, has reminded us that we cannot compromise. Comrade Kathy was an internationalist and viewed the struggle of all oppressed people throughout the world as a shared and common struggle. He stood firmly behind late Comrade Nelson Mandela when Nelson Mandela said, "We cannot be free until Palestine is free." We also know late Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who said that when he visits Palestine, that apartheid there was much worse than apartheid experience in South Africa. So we are well aware that the US and the West in general supported apartheid South Africa. Organizations like the National Endowment for Democracy is leads the legitimization of US in many, many countries. And their nature is not anything but democratic. They are very much anti-democratic.
Firoza, would you view this?
So that was our motivation.
Yeah. Would you view this as a contradiction, as it were? I think some would just unequivocally just answer flat off and say yes. Because we're talking about immense struggle stalwarts in the history of our country. We're talking about Ahmed Kathrada. We're talking about Desmond Tutu, amongst others. These are not just ordinary names in South African history books.
Totally agree, 100%. And the mind is boggles that the NGOs and foundations participating in this initiative cannot see through the work of the Movement for Democracy, and that it is an integral part of this National Endowment for Democracy, that organizations like this operating on the level of the U.S. state, and we are just now witnessing the U.S. elections, and the U.S. is moving more and more towards fascism, that the objectives can only be but to maintain U.S. hegemony, obtain legitimacy for the anti-democratic agenda worldwide, particularly in the global south, where they see the greatest opposition coming from towards the anti-democratic foreign policies. They need to obtained consensus for U.S. imperialist policies. The agenda for regime change and political interference in countries like Haiti and Venezuela and the Horn of Africa is well documented. The U.S. involvement now in Lebanon, the active participation in the genocide of the people of Palestine and extermination of millions of people in Gaza, that's the objective, is a clear indication that they are anything but democratic, and that they are linked to they are a microcosm of what the U.S. is all about, these organizations. So the contradictions of human rights talk and war actions are apparent for all to witness, and that these organizations cannot see this is what is of great, great concern.
I think, Feroza, just in conclusion, trying to find the delicate balancing act here. NGOs, they struggle with access to funding so that they can continue to execute and do the work that they need to do in our communities, because government would consistently argue we are hamstrung. Funding has already been pulled by and large from many NGOs and non-profit organizations in the country. Now enter an entity like the NED linked to the CIA, funding coming from the US government, etc., offering funding, using that as motivation, but then at the back of it possibly being an attack on what could be the new landscape for the Global South. How do we balance these two?
Well, I think you've put it very well, and it is something that has been put forward by other organizations and individuals to say funding is a big issue, and I think we all are dealing with this funding issue across the board. But as activists and people who have fought apartheid and are part of the working class know that all we have in as to hold is our principles of human rights and justice. And we know only too well that these principles cannot be compromised at any price, no matter what. And we need to go back to the type of work we did during anti-apartheid movement, where we worked at a grassroots level, building consciousness and awareness through education, mobilization, and organization. We need to come together as faith-based organizations, trade unions, media activists, and civil society organizations. And this is what the solidarity movement right now is doing, bringing all these formations together to become international, to look at intersectionality of struggle, and say, how do we combat fascism? How do we combat racism, Zionism, colonialism, patriarchy, and expose the ugly head of imperialist agendas? We cannot compromise our principles for anything. The millions and millions of rands cannot buy this. So we need to go back to the basics and where we come from in order to achieve what we want to achieve. Otherwise, we are not only are we going to compromise the struggle we have fought, the leaders that gave their lives for our freedom, the people who look to South Africa for hope, specifically like people from Palestine, we also compromise the legacy we're going to leave for our children and generations to come. So the price is too high. And I think that is something we need to keep in mind at all times when we build these kind of partnerships with organizations that come from other parts of the world.
Feroza Mayet, Executive Member, Palestine Solidarity Alliance.